This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. In just a few hours, President Obama will address the nation and announce an executive order that could protect millions of undocumented immigrants from deportation and allow many of them to work legally in the U.S. The president's action comes amidst a bitter partisan debate in Washington that has stalled congressional action on immigration reform. Here's the president speaking recently on Facebook.
Everybody agrees that our immigration system is broken. Unfortunately, Washington has allowed the problem to fester for too long. And so what I'm going to be laying out is the things that I can do with my lawful authority as president to make the system work better, even as I continue to work with Congress and encourage them to get a bipartisan, comprehensive bill that can solve the entire problem.
Even before hearing the president's address tonight, Republicans have already condemned the president's plan, accusing him of overstepping his authority. The president's order would affect undocumented immigrants across the country, including here in Massachusetts. And joining us to talk a bit about that is Ava Milona. She's executive director of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. And Ava, welcome back to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So the president's order, we think, is expected to allow up to 4 million undocumented immigrants who live in the U.S. for at least 5 years to apply for a program that protects them from deportation and allows those without a criminal record to work legally in the country. I'd love to start off by getting a first reaction from you. Is this a good solution, a good first step to solving this impasse over immigration reform?
Well, we don't know the details of the program, and we are excited, and we're anticipating to hear tonight the mechanics and all the details about the program. But, you know, the president has been consistent that we need an immigration reform, and he's been working with Congress for the longest time. The Senate passed a bill that was comprehensive and was a good compromise. And then the hope was that the House will pass the same bill. And we believe that the votes were in the House if the Speaker took the issue to the floor. And Congress had, you know, plenty of opportunities to deal with immigration reform and pass a bill that makes sense and it serves America well. And, unfortunately, we haven't seen that develop. So the president, within, you know, his legal authority, is taking the first step to fix the immigration system to the extent that he can, providing opportunities for people to register, get the proper documentation, go through the background checks, and pay taxes. So
I'm curious about how steps like this, what kind of impact this action would have on the immigrant community here in Massachusetts. How would this kind of action be felt, be seen?
So let me first say that, you know, over more than half a century, every president, Democrat or Republican, has used his legal authority to act on immigration. And President Obama is now taking another, you know, common sense step towards it, you know, continuing to work with Congress for a comprehensive bill. And that's our hope, that, you know, this will be dealt with legislatively in the near future. As far as Massachusetts population, there are over 1 million foreign-born in our Commonwealth. The undocumented population represents only 3%. So according to the Pew Center study, there are about 150,000 undocumented immigrants in Massachusetts. Mm. So compared to other states, this is a very small percentage, but these are families with their own story waiting for an opportunity to register. And even though it's a temporary fix, not the solution that we would like to see, you know, a legislative fix, but it's the first step in the right direction. Mm.
And what does it do? What does it do specifically for these families? We hear that it's going to allow unregistered immigrants to sort of emerge from the shadows, essentially. Is that the way you would express it?
I mean, we don't know the details, so yeah. I don't want to speak before we hear what the president has to say and the mechanics of the program. But for what we are hearing, it's an action that would allow people who are working to come forward, to go through background checks, and spouses of U.S. citizens or citizen parents of U.S. citizens who are working mm-hmm. already, and the only crime that they're committing is working without proper papers, to come forward, to go through background checks, get work authorization, and temporarily perform in those industries that they are currently performing and pay more taxes. So yeah. I don't think anybody can argue, you know, about, you know, giving proper documentation compensation to those who are working to pay more taxes and be part of a legalized system, even though it's temporary.
I'd like to ask you about one of the ways, whether or not you think the president's executive order might or might not fall short. And I take your point that we don't know all of the specifics, but quite a bit has been reported in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, and elsewhere. And one of the points that is being made is this executive order would not allow immigrants to get government subsidies for health care under the Affordable Care Act, as one example of how it might fall short. Would that be a concern to you?
Well, the concern is that, as I said, we would love to see a legislative fix, that it's comprehensive and will provide, you know, legislative fixes to the broken system. We don't know how the details of this program would be, and we will be more able to say more and respond, you know, more concretely after we know how that's going to work. So I don't want to speculate at this point. But by registering people to work, by authorizing them, that will have social security numbers that will be properly documented, you know, documented so they can pursue, you know, the health insurance piece depends on where they're working and what's offered to them. So I think it's too soon to speculate in terms of how that's going to work out. But I do want to say that, you know, these are really common sense steps, but only Congress can finish the job.
Sure. Well, let me bring another voice into the conversation with a different perspective. Steve Cropper is with the Massachusetts Citizens for Immigration Reform. And Steve, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony.
So you made clear to me earlier today in an email that you voted for Obama. You support Obama in many ways, but you have big concerns about his position on immigration. So what's your reaction to what we expect him to say tonight, even taking into account Ava's correct point that we don't know yet precisely what he's going to say?
Sure. First, let's remember that we're talking about people who are here illegally. The term undocumented diverts us from the facts of the case, and that is that we have people in the United States, they arrived illegally. Undocumented is you and I when we go to the grocery store and we forget our license. In terms of tools, the president has authority around strong border protection, workplace enforcement, and deportation. The key is to stop sending a message about amnesty that says if you make it to the United States, you can stay. This will be our fourth amnesty in 20 years. And when one tells illegals that if you come to the United States, we'll find a way for you to stay, we will kind of get that traffic.
Hmm. Well, what about the argument, though, that these are people who are already here, have been here for a long time, they're working, they're paying taxes, let them come out of the shadows, essentially, and join the society that they're already contributing to?
Well, the economic purpose, and I'm an economist, the economic purpose of immigration is to depress wages. It's to make labor cheaper. In Boston, carpenters, painters, nurses used to be middle-class jobs who could afford houses. And the recent years of immigration have been particularly pernicious because they've targeted those lower-income, less-skilled people. We currently have double-digit unemployment in these groups, and immigration is targeting exactly that part of the population, which maybe we don't see every day, our own citizens who are suffering double-digit unemployment.
All right. Well, Ava, let me come to you and get you to respond to concerns that this executive order might not do enough to deter more illegal immigrants, as Steve Cropper would define them, coming to this country.
Well, it's not about vocabulary. You know, some of these individuals entered with status, with documentation, and the visas expired, and for whatever reason, you know, they're overstayed. So this, we are not talking about people who entered without documentation or entered without inspection, to be technically correct. But I also wanted to say that, you know, asking for, I mean, getting these measures in place that we'll hear tonight, taxes and background checks are not amnesty. That's accountability, in my view. Doing nothing, it's amnesty. So doing something is better than doing nothing to deal with the status quo of a broken system. And additionally, about the jobs, I wanted to say that these people are performing in these industries. They are working. They have jobs. They're supporting their families. This order will allow them to register, perform in the same industries, but be work authorized and pay more taxes.
Hmm. Steve, do you want to respond to that?
Absolutely. Americans feel correctly that we've largely had a jobless recovery. And if you take New Hampshire, for example, since the year 2000, 71% of all new jobs created since 2000 have gone to people from abroad, have not gone to U.S. citizens. So the economy is getting better, but there are good reasons why people feel that it's not affecting them, because most of the job recovery has been for immigrants, either illegal or illegal. And the key thing here is there are no jobs that Americans won't do, but there are wages and conditions they shouldn't have to accept. And the myth of needing an underclass of poorly paid workers, is not American. That's not an American ideal. We need to make sure that we pay our own people well enough to own houses, to afford cars, to have health insurance. Let's make sure our own population is well paid and employed first.
Steve, given the gridlock in Washington over the issue of immigration reform, what do you think the president could actually do instead to tackle this challenge?
I think the challenge is to be patient with enforcement. During the recession, attrition, in other words, illegals moving out of the country because of lack of jobs, was solving the problem. And we just need to stay the course and say that we'll continue with strong workplace enforcement, we'll continue with strong border protection, we'll have more efficient deportation. The problem is in the enforcement, not in bringing illegals and making them legal.
Ava, I'd like to sort of ask a concluding question to you, and I'm just wondering if you're concerned at all that given the sharp response that the president has already received from Republicans in Congress, as you said, the long-term solution is for Congress to act. But to what extent are you concerned that the president acting like this unilaterally with an executive order will sort of sour the atmosphere in Washington even more, so that almost ensuring that nothing will happen?
Well, first of all, as I said, you know, doing something is better than doing nothing. The action that the president will announce tonight, so what we are hearing, they're about securing the borders as well, holding undocumented immigrants accountable and ensuring that everyone plays by the rules. So there are enforcement measures that we will hear tonight as well. But, you know, our hope is that the president will continue to work with Congress to get the legislative fixes. You know, the Republicans have, you know, can deal with the bill in the House. And even in the lame duck session, there is an opportunity there for both parties to work and pass a comprehensive immigration reform piece that it serves America well. And, you know, the Republican Party, they announced their principles in early February, and they were comprehensive and were very similar to the Senate bill that passed. So I think it's time for Congress to really take the issue and deal with it. The status quo, it's really unacceptable.
All right. Well, that's Ava Milona. She's executive director of the Massachusetts Immigration and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. Ava, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Steve Cropper, co-chair of Mass Citizens for Immigration Reform. Thank you for joining us as well. We're very grateful.
Thank you, Anthony.